Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you're breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you're holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Move your hands apart again, then towards each other. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. As you place your hands on your chest, your heart feels happy and warm. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down into your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Imagine the ball splitting into two and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. as you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet. Now feel the loving energy slowly flowing up your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill your belly, in and out. Again, imagine energy rolling in a big colorful ball at your feet, splitting into two, with each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, the loving energy slowly flows up your legs, warming them. It streams up towards your heart and then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay? I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Guessing Game. Ian settled down at his desk and noticed that his schedule was missing. He began to feel nervous. Ian liked to know what was going to happen so he could feel ready for his day. Today he had no idea. His friend Mike looked over and noticed that Ian seemed upset. "What's wrong, Ian?" Mike asked. "I don't have my schedule," Ian replied. "Oh, did you ask Mr. Smith?" Mike suggested. "No. If it's not on my desk, then Mr. Smith doesn't have it. He always puts my schedule out," Ian said, starting to feel a little panicky. "I need to take a deep dragon breath." Ian felt a little better, though he still worried about what was happening today. Mike asked, "Do you want to know what I do when I'm unsure about what's going on?" Ian looked at Mike and said, "I thought you always knew what was happening." "Oh, no," Mike said with a smile. "I guess. I look and listen to find clues, then I guess. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. Do you want to try?" "Okay," Ian said hesitantly. "How do you find the clues?" "I look and listen for changes. Like Mr. Smith standing up at the board. He was at his desk. Since he has changed spots, he may be giving us a clue." Ian eagerly waited for the clue his teacher was about to give. Mr. Smith got out his magnets. Ian made his first guess. "I'm guessing that Mr. Smith is about to give us directions," he said to Mike. "That's my guess too," Mike said with a smile. The magnets were different pictures that Mr. Smith used to show his students what they would be working on. It really helped his students understand and remember the steps. Ian saw Mr. Smith pick out magnets with a pencil, counters, crayons, and paper. Ian thought about the pictures he was seeing and decided to make another guess. I think we're going to do a math worksheet, Ian said to Mike. That's what I think too, Mike said. I saw the counters, and that's why I guessed math. Ian felt proud that he was figuring things out for himself. Then Mr. Smith began to give the class directions. As he explained, he put the magnets on the board. Mr. Smith said, "Okay, everyone take out a pencil and crayons. I will hand out the counters and worksheet. We're starting with math today." Ian smiled. He had guessed right. As he waited for his counters and worksheet, Ian decided to make another guess. "Mike, I'm guessing that Mr. Smith likes trains." Mike looked at him and asked, "What clues tell you that?" "Well, I like trains, and I like Mr. Smith, so Mr. Smith should like trains," Ian said. "Those aren't really clues." "It's hard to make a smart guess without clues," Mike said. "What kind of guess is it?" Ian asked. "It's a silly guess. If Mr. Smith had a train on his desk, that could be a clue, and then it might be a smart guess. You can ask and find out if your silly guess is right." "Okay," Ian said, though not as confident as he had been. When Mr. Smith handed him his counters and worksheet, "Mr. Smith, I'm practicing guessing. Do you like trains?" Mr. Smith said, "They're okay. Not my favorite thing, but okay." Ian's silly guess was wrong. Looking for clues was an important step. "I'm glad you're making some guesses. Are you looking for clues to help?" Mr. Smith asked. Mr. Smith knew about the clues too. "Well, I watched what you put on the board to see what you were doing today, and I guessed right," Ian said proudly. "Why didn't you use your schedule?" Mr. Smith asked. "I don't have one today," Ian said, pointing to the empty spot on his desk. "Oops, I guess I forgot. Hang in there." Mr. Smith zipped away and quickly came back with Ian's schedule. Ian felt surprised. He thought Mr. Smith knew everything. "Here you go. I'm glad you figured out how to guess. That's a great strategy. You can also ask me for your schedule. Sometimes I get distracted and I forget. In fact, I can show you where we keep them, and you can get your schedule yourself if I forget. What do you think?" "I think I can do that," Ian said confidently. "Well, since you're making guesses, take a look at these schedules and guess how you'll know which is the right schedule for today." Ian noticed right away that each schedule had a day written across the top. "I'll pick the one with the right day," he said, smiling. "You got it. If it's different, I will let you know, okay?" Mr. Smith said. "Okay," Ian said. When Ian got home, he was excited to share the guessing game with his mom and dad. Ian guessed what his dad was making for dinner using the clues in the kitchen. And he was right. Then he guessed that his mom would be working at home tomorrow when he saw her laptop computer from work. He was right. Ian yawned. And his dad said, "I'm guessing it's time for you to go to bed." And he was right. Ian felt tired. He got ready for bed. As he lied down, Ian closed his eyes and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Ian felt happy that Mike had taught him how to make smart guesses. Ian felt thankful that Mr. Smith had shown him where to find his daily schedules. Most of all, he felt happy to know that he could figure out what might be happening, even when he didn't have a schedule. Ian gave himself a tight hug and relaxed, wishing the whole world happiness and peace. Together, taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Ian snuggled into his blanket. He took another dragon breath. relaxed, and smiled. Ian took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And drifted to sleep, looking forward to more guessing games.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.